From the 590 The Fan Camp and his studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
Mark your calendars for June 27th as Country Rock Cabaret hosts Amateur Night. $500 cash will be up for snatch grabs. That's not all. The first 10 amateurs to sign up by calling 618-274-4500 will get a free pair of Cardinal tickets in the boxes, and the biggest prize of the night will be myself and Plowboy hosting and hanging out during the show. The event starts at 10 p.m., but get down there early and save your spot so Plowsy and I don't have all the fun.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. The low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
Take your grilling and smoking game to the next level with the St. Louis Barbecue Store. They can get you set up with a new grill or smoker, and they carry all of the top brands. Yoder, Green Mountain, Humphreys, and many more. The St. Louis Barbecue Store is the place to go for new flavors and fuels, too. Try a new sauce, glaze, or marinade. Plus, flavored pellets, charcoals, and smoking woods. St. Louis Barbecue Store has everything you need to be the envy of your neighborhood. Find them at 9703 Gravois Road or online at stlbbqstore.com.
Up, everybody. Here we go. Taking off.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the
spinning dicks.
Hey, you're fast. Well, gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the June 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. The joke will be brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Lock that name in, Matheny. It will be 98 degrees again. It'll be miserable. And you want that air conditioning working, Matheny. They sponsor the joke. Window World sponsors the Playhouse. And all is right with the world. We got a bunch of stuff to go over and a great joke that's appropriate for today. It'll make sense to you later. You'll see. But first,
hey!
Manning the very complicated X14WV control board. It's a very elaborate and complex board. There are three people in the United States that know how to run this control board. And one of them is right here. And that whole time he spent in Great Britain, he never laid eyes on one. He learned it all when he came back home. 10 of those years, by the way, he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you have had a good day. As I always say, when it is raining, make sure your headlights are on when your windshield wipers are on.
And as much as we say it, there's still idiots who just don't do it, and you see it in every big rainstorm. Well, good luck to you folks who aren't visible in the heavy rain. Bill Cleveland is where, Dan?
He is on his way home. He said he's on Highway 70 on his way home.
Well, let's hope he pulls over when he has a really good, strong signal. That was the voice of Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trousers on. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stiefel. When you're retired or approaching retirement, volatile stock markets can really make you a little anxious.
Yes, they can.
Mark and Jason can help you design a plan just for you for your long-term goals. Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. To schedule your complimentary retirement plan review or for their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I'd heard about the complimentary meetings, and I never knew what was involved until I met with them. They said, hey, nice shoes. And I knew right then. That's a compliment.
Oh,
this is a complimentary meeting. So there you go. Our next guest, well, he's not a guest. He's part of the show, is the guy who cooked and cooked and cooked and tasted and sampled and cooked at Denny's. He was a night cook there. He got enough of that. But while he was cooking, he noticed the knives. That was his favorite utensil and thought, when I get out of this hell hole, I'm going to sell knives door to door. And he did. And then one day he was at the ballpark at a ball game, and he heard Colby hit, and a voice in his head said, you could do that. You could do that, young Tim. You could sell beer. And he said to himself, by golly, I could. Next thing you know, he's a beer vendor. And then one day he gets invited to a little roller rink party, and he's out there skating, and he hears the DJ saying things like, ladies' choice, and now counterclockwise, and introducing songs, and he said, why, I could do that too. I'm not a great skater, I'm pretty good, but I'd be a great roller rink DJ, and sure enough, he was. But then there came a point where he said, I can't do this for the rest of my life. I got to get in something solid, like radio, something with a future, something that will never, ever, ever go bad. Bad choice, but too late now. He's in it. He's the head of research. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. Yes, in addition to all that, he is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I sold 3 total knives as a door-to-door knife salesman, all to the same woman.
Wow.
She bought one, I'd go a week without, and I'd go back to her door, and she'd buy another one, I'd go a week without.
Sympathy
back to her,
purchase.
Yeah, gave me the pity, the pity buy.
Yeah.
And then I quit. 3 knives, all to the same woman. Thank you, Mrs. Moser. I still remember her name.
Good for you.
My sponsor is Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've been in business since 1942 with an A-plus reputation on Angie's
List.
I sound like Craig Berube. Since 1942, Matheny Heating and Cooling have built a solid reputation with an A-plus review ranking on Angie's List, Yelp, and Google Plus. They are a third-generation family-owned business, 77 years in business, specializing in the installation and repair of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. Take a lot of pride in what they do as well. Check out their website, MatheniHeatCool.com, or give them a call, 314-727-9000.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You know, they hired him Saturday downtown. Nobody knew he was there. Did you notice there were no real issues?
Nobody got shot.
No hospital, no cars turned over. You know why? Hebe Jimenez. That's why. Because he was on duty. Bernice is in heaven.
You said duty.
I did say duty, but like on duty. And then there was the guy who, sadly, thought he could make a fortune Saturday by being downtown. He didn't make any money. Nobody cared about what he was selling. He was the guy you may have seen walking around with a box in front of him, much like the beer vendors carry, yelling downtown, cold. What were you
cheese.
Yelling? Cold cheese. Get your cold cheese. Didn't make any money. Nobody cared about cold cheese. Well, live and learn, rat boy. Would you please, folks, show your appreciation for great polka music, but even greater when it's performed by these guys. Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yes. We are brought to you by Window World. Window World, the company that has raised well over $1 million for St. Jude Children's Hospital. That'll keep them running for maybe a day. That's how much it costs to run that place, St. Jude. I want you to know that because I think it's always really terrific when a company is not just about how much money can we make and keep. When it's about how can we take the success and use it to help somebody or something, and that would be Window World and St. Jude. Now, as far as the product they sell, that's speaks for itself when you take the time to look at it and learn about the Window World windows. What'll happen is you call, you get a free in-home estimate. Now, if you like, they'll bring a window out and they'll, in front of you, stand on it and jump up and down and ask you to do the same thing. And you say, well, I'm kind of heavy. I'll break that window. No, you won't. If you weigh 600 pounds, you might sort of do a little bit of damage, but this is a very, very strong window. This is a solid product at a price that I'm sure baffles the competitors. It's like that 11 herbs and spices secret to Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe. Then I'm going to tell you what it is. And I'm sure Window World is not going to share all the secrets to their success, but I think the real secret to their success is simple. It's very reasonable pricing for a really, really good, solid product that has a lifetime warranty. And if it weren't a good product, you couldn't put a lifetime warranty on it. 18 months financing, same as cash with approved credit. Somebody is yelling outside the door, and even with our soundproof doors, the loud voices of over-testosterone sports guys just still bleed through the door. So if you hear that, I apologize for that.
Go tell Cam Jansen to shut his yapper. Go on. I'll hold the fort for you.
I'll go tell him to shut it up, or you'll kick his, you know.
I will.
Yeah.
Tell him.
And Tim said that. So what you need to know is this. If it's time to replace the windows, we ask one simple thing. Please, at least, include Window World. And why wouldn't you do that, knowing it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States? Window World, you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. .com.
Oops.
.com.
Yeah. Who do you want me to go to?
Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. And Dan was talking and was supposed to have Bill on the phone, but he's over there yapping to somebody.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. I saw you.
No,
you
lived, I wasn't
you lived,
talking
you
to
you
anybody.
You lived from moving. Yeah, you were. You don't even know you were talking. Isn't that something? Or were you just? Did you just forget?
No, I just forgot.
His lips move when he has those little mini strokes.
Yeah.
So, folks, here's an awkward moment in broadcasting where we're supposed to make a smooth transition.
Why doesn't Bill call the show? Why does Dan have to call him?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't. Well, because right, Bill could never know exactly what time to call because we have such a sloppy, loose format.
Okay.
So he doesn't know when he's on. Now he's on. And later. You'll just edit out all that awkwardness. Okay.
Yep.
Well, where is he, Dan? Do you know where he is?
He's on 70.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. He's on 70 on the way home from all those places he's been. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by the fantastic company we just mentioned, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. From somewhere on Interstate 70, Bill Cleveland. So how close to home are you?
I'm about an hour and 20 minutes away. I just pulled off the highway, and I'm able to pretty well just barely hear the signal, but I could hear enough to know that Dan is an idiot and wasn't calling me, because I could hear your segment ending, and I
so you must be around Kingdom City or Columbia or something.
I passed both of those, so maybe I'm closer to an hour away.
Yeah, I would say you're more like an hour away. Well, sorry about Dan's forgetfulness. So where are we going today by way of your segment?
Well, so I'm going to try to do something maybe a little bit different, if that's all right with you. So I've been in Omaha, Nebraska the last couple of days, and I don't really have my notes here in front of me. I actually really liked Omaha, and I think it's a town that probably people don't know much about. So I want to give them their full due. So I'm going to do that tomorrow when I have my notes in front of me. But what I want to do, and maybe I've done this once before on the show, I'd like to do just a quick movie review. Is that all right?
Whoa!
Look out, Dan Buffa.
Wow.
You're kidding, not even a Tuesday.
You can do anything you want. It's your segment.
Well, I'm not a, I see maybe three movies a year. Like, I'm not like most of you guys in the studio. I know, Frank, you see a ton of movies. I'm not.
Well, I don't see a ton, but I like movies. And when we go in spurts. We'll see like four movies in a month or five, and then we won't go for a couple of months. But yeah.
I mean, I know you watch them at home.
Yeah.
I don't even watch them at home. But I was at Mall of America last week, in that's Bloomington, Minnesota, and I had the night free, and I went and I saw Rocket Man. Have you seen this?
I have seen Rocket Man.
Wow. So I'll probably hopefully you haven't
Bill.
Done a review on the air. I hate to ruin it, but I took away a couple. Of course, obviously this is the bio of Elton John. It's done a little bit like a musical, I guess that's safe to say.
Right.
It's not the entire thing.
No, that, by the way, was the only thing I didn't like about it, was that it was sort of a musical. I didn't like that. I wanted it to be a straight, you know, documentary.
Yeah, and I didn't think it was overwhelming, but you're right. They drew in some musical portions. Honestly, what I took away from the film was that, you know, we see these guys, Elton John and a lot of these, you know, celebrities who have everything in the world going for them. They've got the fame. They've got more money than they know what to do with. And you just assume that they have it absolutely made. And watching that made me sort of think and realize, I guess, that even if you have all of that stuff, you can still feel completely alone in the world.
Yep.
And that to me was pretty powerful. I don't know if you took that away as well, but
I had already known that about him, and I actually have known for quite some time that, and I talked to somebody at lunch today about this. What we see, I don't care if it's with somebody famous or somebody you work with or somebody you know, sometimes what you see is appealing and you go, wow, I'd like to have that life. Well, you only see what they let you see. Beneath that, with almost anybody, and I mean anybody, you, me, Limey, Tim, there's a dark part of life. Life is, that's what life is. And nobody gets an easy ride throughout an entire life. Bad things happen, and sometimes they're your own fault. And that's it with Elton John. Yeah, there's a lot of his childhood and even after stardom that is just not pretty and was hard to get through. Bottom line, though, he's a genius. And I think when somebody is a true genius, there's darkness and a miserable life that goes with that life of genius. I just do. It seems to me like the more brilliant somebody is, the more screwed up they are.
Yeah, and I hope this doesn't ruin the film for anybody that hasn't seen it. I don't think it will. But there was one scene in the film that really stood out to me. I don't know if you'll even remember this, but there was one scene where he was in his home, and he was coming down a staircase. He essentially collapsed at the bottom of the staircase, and was sitting there by himself, and then a maid or a servant or somebody just kind of nonchalantly walks by, doesn't even pay attention to him sitting there laying on the floor by himself. And I thought, man, that was a powerful scene to show that, you know, here's the guy, completely rich, tons of money, tons of fame, and still totally all alone and by himself in the world. And it was kind of sad to watch, honestly.
Did you know this movie's banned in some countries?
Really?
Why? Yeah, because of the gay sex.
It's banned the latest country to ban it is Samoa because of the amount of gay scenes in it.
Yeah.
There's still countries that are like
there's
that.
There's some make-out scenes with him and a couple different guys. What I think, anytime you look into the real story, the true story of anybody, there are going to be parts of it you wish you hadn't watched. I'm not real comfortable watching a couple of guys tongue kiss each other, but that is in there, and that was part of his life. He's gay. Okay, so but what I did like and found interesting and what was the fact that, one, he was the technical advisor on the movie, so you know he signed off on all that stuff, and that he allowed, you know, the stuff to be told about him. He was okay with that, and then that to me just is honest. But I thought that the process, learning about the process of his songwriting, which I had known before, that Bernie Taupin writes the lyrics, sometimes scribbles on a piece of paper, hands them to Elton John.
Right.
With no idea, nothing in his head about how he thinks it should sound. It's just words. And then this genius takes them, sits down at a piano, and goes, I packed my bags pre-fright last night. And just, boom, it's a fantastic song. Wow. If ever there's a case where two people were sort of meant to connect, this is one, because it was a perfect match. And then that scene too, where he tried to put the make on top and tried to kiss him, and Bernie made it very clear, "I love you, you're a genius, but no, that I'm not into that." I thought that was so real that you knew that probably did happen, and it did. That I had not known before, but it makes sense that would have in the early stages happened, that he puts the moves on Bernie and Bernie straight, but that they still were able to get past it. And the other interesting thing is, and I've heard him say this in interviews, he and Bernie Taupin, for as much time as they spent together, have never once had any argument about anything, ever. They have never argued.
Wow.
That is almost impossible to pull off.
Yeah, and they put that in the credits as well. They say they've still never had an argument.
Right.
That's true. I'll just quickly add, you mentioned you don't know what people are like, and you sometimes wish you didn't know their story after the fact, after you've sort of seen them at their peak. And for me, I was always a big fan of Johnny Carson. And when I started seeing some of these documentaries after he had passed away, I always looked up to Johnny Carson. Of course, you see him on The Tonight Show and making jokes and lighthearted and this and that. And to not only see some of these documentaries where they paint him in not so great of a life, and reading some books about him. One was from his longtime lawyer. I can't remember what was his name.
Henry Bushkin. Henry Bushkin.
Yes, there's a great book, and I think it's called Here's Johnny. And same sort of deal. It talks about him and his life and all of the crap that was going on behind the scenes that you never in a million years would have guessed if you just, you know, knew him walking out through those curtains, telling some jokes and whatever.
Well, Carson used to joke about Ed McMahon's drinking all the time. Carson was five times more drunk than Ed McMahon. He was a much bigger alcoholic than Ed was. But you never knew that.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So, but it's worth watching if you haven't
seen it. No, I agree. Mike Evans said Rocket Man was better. Here's what he said. Better than Bohemian Rhapsody and better than Ray. No. I disagree, and most people, I think, would disagree. It's not better than those, but it's really good. It's absolutely worth watching, I think.
Yeah, I would totally agree. So, all right, it's pouring down, starting to pour down rain, so I'm ahead.
Turn your headlights on.
Well, I heard Limey's announcement, but I already had mine on.
Well, good for you.
Good for you.
There you go.
Pretty cool, Bill.
What was your announcement? Turn your headlights on.
Yeah, headlights on.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know how to sign.
See you guys tomorrow. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
See, this time he actually was on the road. It's not just a sign-off. He's on the road. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. The joke will be brought to you by Matheny. Real quickly, I used this expression today, and as soon as I said it, I thought, where did that come from? At the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I have no idea where that comes
from. Well, it's just at the drop of a hat, and he was gone. What the heck? What is that?
It's probably something from, like, the olden days.
It's supposed to imply something happened quickly. They're quicker things than dropping a hat at the blink of an eye. Okay, I get that.
True.
John Wick 3. I'll talk more about it tomorrow with Mr. Buffa. I saw it. It's exactly like John Wick 1 and 2 with Keanu Reeves, except it's even more violent and more bloody and more graphic. It's just a guy killing everybody. That's pretty much what it is.
I'm excited.
We saw Men in Black International. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's too out there for me. I saw the first one. Go ahead.
Are we going to get more of the
OJ? Yes.
Yeah, OJ stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Real quickly, Bad Blood on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, it's about a Canadian mob, gangsters. Tim Coates from Sons of Anarchy. I'll talk about that tomorrow with Mr. Buffa as well. I tried, as I promised Bill I would, cheese curds. Remember, I told him I will try cheese. That's right, Red Boy. And I did. I went to Culver's. I don't get it. I'd rather have fried mozzarella sticks. I don't get it. What's the big deal? I actually sort of didn't like them. Let's get to the OJ stuff. 25 years ago today was the Bronco chase. And I went back and sort of reviewed a few of the things a lot of people may have forgotten about in the trial. And when you go back and look at them again, more than ever, you go, it's unbelievable that guy was found not guilty. But he was found not guilty because the jury was scared to death that if they found him guilty, because a lot of black militants had made it clear, if he's found guilty, we're going to burn L.A. down. And they saw what happened with Rodney King, and I think they gave this guy a pass. It was, well, do we let a murderer go and save the city, or do we convict him and watch what happens to the city of L.A.? A couple of other things. There was a 12-inch hair on the bloody glove that was Nicole's hair. Perfect DNA match to her hair. There was hair matching OJ's on Ron Goldman's shirt. Again, the point of this is to make you just sort of rethink how ridiculous it was that this guy was found not guilty. At the killer's bloody shoe print was found at the murder scene. It was from a size 12 Bruno Mali shoe. It's M-A-G-L-I, but I think it's pronounced Mali. The G is silent. That is the same size shoe worn by O.J. He denied ever owning them. In fact, when he looked at a picture of them, he said, I wouldn't wear those ugly-ass shoes. Then photos start appearing. They found with him, sure enough, wearing Bruno Mali shoes. He wears a size 12, the prints were a 12, and I might add that only 299 pairs of these size 12 rare Italian-made shoes were ever distributed in the United States. And they were sold in only 40 stores in the entire country, one of which is Bloomingdale's in New York, where OJ was a regular customer. Too much coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Now, I'm just trying to get to what I think. The bloody glove thing, when he tried those things on in the courtroom, that was a joke in itself, because he deliberately made it look, and they were shrunk. They'd been shrunk because when you wet leather, it shrinks.
That's one thing I know. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Acquit. Johnny Cochran. Yeah. That's right.
Is this true or not, that he stopped taking his arthritis medication?
Oh, he deliberately did.
Yeah.
So his hands would swell up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Now, on the night of the murders, O.J. cut the knuckle on his left middle finger. When he was asked by the police how he cut his finger, first he said he didn't know. Now, let me stop here. The guy named Vince Bugliosi, he's the guy that got Charles Manson convicted. He was the prosecutor. I saw an interview with Bugliosi, and he said, how many times in your life have you cut yourself a deep cut where you're gushing blood and you don't remember how you did it? And the answer is none. No. You know exactly how you did it. But O.J. said he didn't know how he cut his finger. And then when he realized, ooh, that wasn't a very good answer, he said he cut it in Chicago. And then he said that, actually, I reopened the cut in Chicago. I actually cut myself in L.A. None of that makes sense. You cut yourself, you know how you cut yourself. Let me see. Here, this is so important to me. When they got a hold of O.J., if you remember, he was in Chicago. He'd taken a flight and went to Chicago. When they got a hold of him and told him his wife was murdered, he never even asked about how. They said she's dead first, and he didn't say how. Now, wouldn't you know?
Yeah.
Because he all along claims to be so madly in love with her, and he couldn't stand to be without her. And then they say she's dead. He didn't say how'd she die. They had to just tell him that she was murdered. He didn't break down. He didn't ask about the safety of his youngest children when they told her that she'd been murdered. The limo driver said that he complained all the way to the airport about how hot it was and he was sweating. And the limo driver said the limo was cold. Air conditioning was on. He was sweating because he was a murderer. Okay. Now, the flight attendant, Beverly DeTeresa, says that O.J. Simpson on that flight gulped glasses of water and went to the bathroom every 15 minutes throughout the flight. You know why he went to the bathroom? Because he had the diarrhea poops because he knew he was a murderer and he might get caught. He had bad diarrhea. All right. During the first interview about the murder of Nicole, the police said he never shed a single tear. He spent less than a minute at her grave when he visited. He promised to hunt down the real killer. He wouldn't rest. He has never, that anybody knows, lifted a finger, done one thing to try to find the real murderer because he knows who it is. It's him. When they told him he's a suspect in the murders, he didn't even act surprised. A normal person would go, what?
He'd be a little bit outraged. What are
you talking about? Yeah. What do you mean I'm a suspect? No. There's a photo of him holding a gun to his head during a low-speed chase. Let me ask you a question. If you hadn't done anything and you're not guilty, would you kill yourself over being innocent?
No.
No. You'd at least try to tell the world you didn't do it. No,
right.
He's just going to kill himself. Oh, and one other thing. He wrote a suicide note after his arrest, and it's written at Robert Kardashian's house. And it reeks of guilt. Cell phone records put the Bronco at 10:03 at the site of the murders just minutes before the murders took place. See, they can tell where your car is from your cell phone. It's in her house. They said the Bronco was parked at a haphazard angle, like somebody just pulled up real quick, ran out, and jumped in to go change clothes. He ran from the cop. The flea was actually not in his Bronco. It was Al Cowling's Bronco. They had sort of matching Broncos. Al Cowling's lover, Jennifer Peace, told a grand jury that Al Cowling's admitted to her he was taking O.J. to Mexico in the Bronco. After the arrest, here's what was in his possession in the Bronco. A passport, a gun, a fake mustache, a fake beard, fresh changes of underwear, $8,750 in cash that was in Al Cowling's possession after the Bronco chase, and Cowling says O.J. told him to bring that cash. There was a receipt in the Bronco that showed O.J. purchased the false beard and mustache 2 weeks before the murders. Folks, it's like a genius to figure any of this out, and now 25 years later, it's still something we will never, ever see again in our lives. Let me just see. There are a couple of other things. Broken glass.
Didn't he actually, like, we know he killed a guy in Las Vegas, like, a few years ago, or he shot a guy?
No, he didn't kill him. He went in.
He went in with armed. It was a
in his memorabilia bag.
Yeah, right.
Memorabilia bag. There's only 1 hour during the 24 hours of all this Bronco. The murder, the day of the murder, there's only 1 hour where O.J. did not have an alibi, and it was the hour the murders took place. He could not account for his anything, and so he decided to tell him he was taking a nap, and that's the best he could do. Johnny Cochran told the jury O.J. was chipping golf balls the time the murders took place, yet O.J. told the limo driver he was taking a nap. Which is it? Get your story straight. Chauffeur saw the limo driver. This is just all of this. Just O.J. says he couldn't have murdered anybody because of his old football injuries. Days before the slayings, he made an exercise video, and he still plays golf on a regular basis. His son, Jason, admits that he actually thought his father was guilty. Wow. In 60% of all domestic murders, the killer beats the victim, strangles him, stabs him, and slashes the throat. That's exactly what happened to Nicole.
How long was it?
OJ told Nicole, if I can't have you, nobody else can have you. And he's quoted as saying, I'm going to get her and I'm going to teach her a lesson. He told a friend, Ron Shipp, that he dreamed of killing Nicole. These are people that all testified to this. And then, I don't know how many people remember, Rosie Greer, former football player, became a minister. Rosie visits O.J. that night he's arrested. He goes into there's a prison guard named Jeff Stewart who was in the room when O.J. was talking to Rosie Greer and says he absolutely heard O.J. say to Rosie Greer, I didn't mean to do it. I am so sorry. Wow. And when Rosie came out and was asked what O.J. said, he claimed minister
privacy. Yeah, confidentiality.
Let me ask you, if you are a minister and you visited OJ and what he said to you was, I didn't do this, I'm not guilty, you would tell the press that's what he said. The only reason you'd say I'm not allowed to say it is because he said something.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Confidentiality?
No. If you talk to a minister, the minister's not compelled to tell, you know, what he was saying.
Wow.
It's unbelievable to me.
You're talking about this to be in the 25th year anniversary of the chase. I was looking up other significant news events that happened that year. And as I sit here and go through this, I can't believe these things happened 25 years ago. Kurt Cobain died 25 years ago.
Wow.
The lead singer for Nirvana.
Wow.
Nancy Kerrigan got beat with the baton. The ice skating rink. That was 25 years ago.
It flies by.
Big earthquake hit L.A. that year as well.
Once you hit 45, 50, it just flies by.
Right, Schindler's List came out that year. 25 years ago, Schindler's List came out.
I have the perfect joke for today, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Let me tell you something, folks. My heating and cooling, purchased from Matheny, serviced by Matheny, has been for years. Here's what I look for in a service business. I want somebody that comes to my house to be polite, respectful, not trash the place, not beat things up, not leave a mess, be courteous, and talk to me about what's going on in the process. That's exactly what happens with Matheny. The last person that came out from Matheny went to put those little sock booties on so they wouldn't dirty up the floor. I said, you don't have to do that. I said, it's not necessary. He goes, it is necessary. He says, I prefer to put them on. He put them on anyway. This outfit, Matheny, make a list of everything that you look for in any service business, but let's just say heating and cooling. Everything on that list, check, 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 check. Matheny will pass that test. They know what you're looking for. Reasonable price. When they come out to service, don't act like there's something broken that's not broken just so you can charge me for something. Then I got to do that. Competitive pricing if you have to replace a system. Courteous service, respectful service, experience. They got all this, all of it. I cannot imagine if you asked three heating and cooling companies to come out why you would ever go with anybody but Matheny. And add to that your AM and the PM, and so are they. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000 or MatheneyHeatCool.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Perfect joke for today. It's June 17th, 25 years ago. There's a massive, massive traffic jam in L.A., and one of the motorists is trying to look out the window, the driver's trying to look ahead, see if he can see what's going on. He can't tell. It's just cars are bumping to bumper, stop, dead still. And all of a sudden, the police officer is walking through the traffic, talking to the motorists in the different various vehicles. And as he approaches this particular driver, the driver says, Officer, what's going on? What is the deal with all the traffic? He says, it's O.J. Simpson. He's sitting in the middle of the highway, and he says he's in trouble. He's about to go to trial. He's accused of killing his wife, and he needs the best defense, and it's going to cost a fortune. And if he doesn't get help and get enough money to hire the best of the best, he says, sitting there in the middle of the highway, he's going to light himself on fire. And the motorist says, so what are you doing walking through the traffic here? He says, well, we're taking up a collection. And the motorist says, well, how much do you have so far? He says, about 13 gallons.
Yeah.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. An accident eastbound 70 at Highway 94 is cleared. There's an accident westbound 364 west of Mid Rivers. Southbound 270 ramp to westbound 70 closed. Bumper to bumper westbound 370 between 270 and 94. Baseball traffic eastbound 64. That's in pockets from Clarkson Olive to Big Bend. And then bumper to bumper Grand to the Poplar. Slow eastbound 70. Crossing the Museal Veterans Bridge. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Mark your calendars for June 27th as Country Rock Cabaret hosts Amateur Night. $500 cash will be up for snatch grabs. That's not all. The first 10 amateurs to sign up by calling 618-274-4500 will get a free pair of Cardinal tickets in the boxes, and the biggest prize of the night will be myself and Plowboy hosting and hanging out during the show. The event starts at 10 p.m., but get down there early and save your spot so Plowsy and I don't have all the fun.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. The low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
All right, let's jump. Let's go to Dallas. Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I had the late lunch there yesterday, thanks to my daughter-in-law who bought my lunch. My kids weren't able to make it. They're out of town. I had a fantastic lunch at Annie Gunn's. We made reservations, even for lunch. I think you should. You absolutely need to for dinner. Next door, the Smokehouse Market. I was in there Friday. What a cherry pie for a friend. Surprise delivery of a Smokehouse cherry pie, the best cherry pie I've ever tasted. They're both closed only on Monday. Gift cards are always a good idea, and they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. Running a little bit late, but we had a lot to talk about what happened 25 years ago today. And because of that, you and I actually met and got together, and you've been with us ever since. And it was because of the OJ trial.
That's right. That's right. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Homie Pop Quiz theme all week long. Real life pleasures of celebrities. Today, who's the biggest reader? Loves to read books. Reads 3 books a week? What?
Wow.
Emma Roberts? Drew Barrymore, why the long face, Sarah Jessica Parker, or Mayim Bialik? Answer in just a minute. That, of course, is Amy Farrah Fowler. Love Nuggets, is it true for a couple of years Prince was obsessed with Jennifer Aniston?
Who isn't?
Sent her emails and letters, calls. It all happened. It all started when Jennifer appeared almost topless on the GQ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence. I thought so. And Cook Maroney are planning their wedding, but Jennifer has become like a bridezilla, ripped off her wedding dress during the final fitting, saying it made her look fat. How does anything make her look fat?
Right. Women.
I don't understand it. I mean, really, how does any? I don't get that.
Women are
different.
Do you find anything
at all fat about her?
About who is it now? Jennifer
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Lawrence. No, heavens no. She's not in the least bit fat.
PHA.
But women see themselves as heavy even when they're not.
I didn't get it, man. I don't get it. She also canceled fire two caterers, changed the bridesmaids' dresses several times. I mean, it's become a real bridezilla. It's become a real problem. They're not even getting married for like 6 months or something. I don't understand that at all. No surprise here, Bradley Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk, is now openly accusing Gaga and Bradley of having an affair while shooting the movie A Star is Born.
What? That's ridiculous.
Gwyneth Paltrow says that she is shocked that her ex, Chris Martin, and his girlfriend of 2 years, Dakota Johnson, Melanie Griffith Dunn, Johnson's child, beautiful girl, she says she's shocked because it didn't happen earlier.
I'm just wondering if Bradley Cooper has, when he answers a phone from Lady Gaga, what does he have her in his phone as? You think he has her in there as Gaga? or
Lady
LG?
LG.
Probably LG. Something. LG. I mean, if she was your friend, what would she be in your phone as?
Tom Jensen.
Tom
just
Jensen.
To throw everybody off.
Cam's brother.
Yeah, Cam's brother, Tom Jensen.
Hate news. Well, we can talk about. First of all, before we get into the Bronco chase, how about O.J. Gooden on Twitter?
Oh my goodness, this is fantastic. I think this is great because I think he's eventually going to spill his guts. I do. I think he can't wait to finally, in his last days, go, "Oh, by the way, everybody, I did it."
And he says he has a lot of getting even to do. Was he going to kill some more people?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Didn't he write a book, If I Did It?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And went through the entire.
He's admitted it in a roundabout way. Movie news, Quentin Tarantino is pitching in Paramount Studios to do an adult, aggressive new Star Trek movie. I can't imagine an adult, aggressive Star Trek movie. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. No reason to destroy a successful money-making franchise just because of Quentin Tarantino's ego.
Maybe by adult he means to be porn, Star Trek, the porn version.
Oh, they already exist.
Really?
Klingons.
Oh yeah, there's a porn version of everything, man.
Oh, I just realized something. 50 seconds. I'm sorry, but OJ ate too much time.
Maybe New York Post headline: because of the Dominican Republic caused by tampering with a minibar. Post headline screams: booze clues, booze clues.
That's good.
And who reads all the books? Emma Roberts, Drew Barrymore, Sarah Jessica Parker, or Maya Bialik?
I'm gonna go with the last one. I can't say her name.
Drew.
Yeah, the last one, because she was a nerd on that show, and she seems nerdy, so I bet she's a reader.
Damn.
I said Drew Barrymore.
I'm going to go Drew Barrymore also.
Number 4, Drew Barrymore. Oh. Number 3, White Along Face, Sarah Jessica Parker. Number 2, Emma Roberts. Number 1, Maya Bialik.
There you go, Tim.
And Limey.
Hi, Gavin Sam.
Thank you.
We're doing that for 5 more seconds. Then we'll be out of time. Wow. Okay, now it's time. Thank you for being with us, everybody. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says the soldiers will be deployed for defensive purposes against possible threats from Iran. President Trump is set to formally launch his re-election campaign. Trump will host a big rally in Orlando tomorrow night. He won Florida in 2016, and the Sunshine State is high on the radar for the Trump campaign in 2020. The U.S. military is releasing new images, which it says prove Iran is responsible for attacks on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The pictures show what the U.S. claims are an Iranian ship and soldiers removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned oil tanker last week. Toronto Raptors fans are taking part in the team's NBA championship victory parade after reports of a shooting. Social media showed cops swarming Nathan Phillips Square in the downtown section of the city. Police say two people are being treated for serious non-life-threatening injuries. Police in the Dominican Republic have reportedly arrested another